My name is Lauren Arbogast, and I work as an education specialist for the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture.
Lauren, tell me about this new Purple Plow online educational program, what the intent of the program is.
Absolutely, Mark. Well, the Purple Plow Challenge program really was just birthed out of looking at trends in education and, you know, what's coming down the pike, and the foundation being really responsive to what's happening in the education world and the education space. So makerspaces are really big right now. And those, it's just a concept, you know, hinging around the fact that young people learn, they have fun while they're learning, and it's not necessarily the solution that is the final outcome, but often it's the process through that. That's really what makerspaces are all about. And so that's what the Purple Plow Challenge was birthed out of.
What are some of the factors or dynamics that led Farm Bureau to recognize that this type of program was needed in school systems across the U.S.?
Well, the foundation has always been innovative and kept up with the education, trends in education. And so this was just another thing that was really just birthed out of brainstorms and looking to help teachers and to meet teachers where they are in the classroom, while obviously spreading the good news about agriculture. So that's how the Purple Plow came to be. You know, plow is probably the recognizable portion of this, and people might be wondering, you know, why Purple Plow? That's, you know, kind of a different name. The plow, you know, symbolizes the history and the future of agriculture, or more the history, actually. But the purple just represents more the innovation and, you know, the exciting ways that agriculture is working to solve challenges today.
So what's really important right now as far as spreading the word about the Purple Plow program? Is it letting different schools know that this is something that is available? What are you hoping people take away from this, but also just in spreading the word about it, what needs to happen?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing they need to know is that the first challenge, the H2 Grow Challenge, is live and open to classrooms right now. It's a best fit for individuals, groups, classes that are in middle school grades, so typically grades 6, 7, and 8. It's also, you know, if you have that age group, it's good for after-school programs or school lessons, 4-H clubs, library learning, scout troops. It's really kind of endless as long as the students are within that middle school age range. That's what we're looking to hit. So like I mentioned, the first challenge, the spring challenge, is live right now. If you go to www.purpleplowchallenge.org, you'll see a space there on the website where you can look at a little video about the Purple Plow and about the challenge, what's going on right now. See more details about the current challenge. See if it's a good fit for your group. And you can even go ahead and opt in. You'll notice there's a map there, and we're starting to see little markers of classrooms across the U.S. that are opting in and getting excited for this challenge.
Lauren, anything else about this that we haven't talked about that you think we should?
Absolutely. So you can follow along. We'll be doing, not only will we have items posted on our website, the purpleplowchallenge.org website, we're also on Twitter and Instagram at The Purple Plow, so you can follow us there. We'll be reposting pictures and items not only from our pilot that was done this past fall, but also from our current classroom and our current challenges. And also, we would just like to thank DuPont Pioneer as the title sponsor for this challenge of Purple Plow. They've really made this possible.